Andrea Kirsten, who is the chief administrator at the Civilian Office of Police Accountability. Andrea, thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Thanks for having me.
So basically, what is your job? What does COPA do?
So COPA is an independent civilian agency, city agency, tasked with investigating allegations of police misconduct. And we have about 150 employees that work here. All of us come from various backgrounds and have subject matter expertise on investigations and conducting this work.
Do you think there was police misconduct in this March shooting?
I think it's important for the public to understand that with every police shooting, COPA is required to conduct a review. So whether or not there is, you know, obvious misconduct or whether or not there is a complaint about a police shooting, we are required to thoroughly review each and every police shooting that occurs. So when Dexter Reed was killed by police on March 21st of this year, we began our investigation and our review of this matter that night on scene alongside of CPD officers.
I'm glad you said that. I think it's easy to read into the fact that you're looking into it as though you have passed some judgment on the officer's conduct here. Are you saying you have not?
No, I think, you know, yesterday signified the release of materials. And as I said to the media yesterday, and I remain committed to this, transparency isn't about conclusions. Conclusions about what happened come through investigations. And both COPA's investigation and the Cook County State's Attorney's investigations into whether there's any criminal responsibility for the officers are ongoing. So no one can draw any conclusions as of yet. But transparency, making the videos, the reports, the audio recordings available to the public is to make sure that the public has sort of a baseline of information about what transpired. When something that significant, resulting in a loss of life and a wounded police officer, occurs in our city, the public has a right to know.
I understand that, but you're also quoted as saying the available evidence calls into question the veracity of this account, the account being that the reason the police officers came upon him was because he did not have his seatbelt fastened. Is that an accurate assessment of how you feel about that? Do you not believe the officer's story?
I believe that our investigation has work to do to uncover all of the facts and information about what led to that stop. The information we have thus far is that it was based on a seatbelt violation, as in Dexter Reed not wearing a seatbelt and no other facts or circumstances leading to this traffic stop. And the statement that you're quoting, the letter that was sent to the superintendent about that, is after reviewing all available video evidence and preliminary information that we'd received on scene. We have more questions about that information.
Like what?
Wanting to understand if there was anything else in officers' understanding or purview that led to this encounter, and wanting to make sure that was an accurate observation that was made for the pretext of this stop.
We haven't talked about the fact that this man, Dexter Reed, fired upon the officers, and it appears as though he fired upon them first. But just back to the point we're talking about right now, it does seem fishy. It does seem suspect that for a lack of a seatbelt fastened, that four tactical squad cars pull up to this man with their guns drawn. That doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, and to clarify, it's one squad car with five officers inside of it. But yes, they are tactical officers. And I think you're honing in on, you know, what our investigations in all police shootings look at. We have to look at what started the encounter, how did the encounter progress, what led to the ultimate use of force. In this instance, our office stands by our statements yesterday, our preliminary indication that Dexter Reed, in fact, fired first. However, that's not the end of the inquiry. The inquiry has to look at the totality of circumstances involved in this incident.
For instance, what? If Dexter Reed fired upon the officers first, what else do you need to know?
Well, you know, under Illinois state law and under the Chicago Police Department's own training and policies regarding the use of force, the totality of circumstances includes both the subject's actions and the officer's prior to the use of force, meaning that if training and policy is not followed and a series of tactical choices or whatever leads to a situation where officers have no choice or feel they have no choice but to use force, their actions, their decision-making leading up to that incident is part of what we have to evaluate in the totality of circumstances.
And based on what you've seen so far, do you think that the officers escalated the situation, that prior to being shot upon, did the officers do something that created that environment? Is that what you're saying?
That's precisely what our review and our investigation is going to ultimately examine.
I'm not asking you to come to a conclusion now, but can you just comment on that based on what you've seen?
I mean, I'll leave it to the public to assess what they feel about that in this instance, given how much information is now available. I just want to reiterate that CPD policies, you know, require that officers take opportunity to de-escalate situations prior to using deadly force when possible. They have to make sure that the use of deadly force is necessary, proportional, and objectively reasonable. And so those are the kinds of things that we have to evaluate when looking at all of the circumstances here, which start from the moment they first encountered Dexter Reed in his vehicle.
And I know you know this, Andrea, but I just want everybody to hear me say to you that the officers are standing on the other side of a tinted window with a person who is known to have illegally possessed a gun before, and in fact, who does have a gun. So they are in great peril in that situation, right?
I think policing is an incredibly difficult job, and I think that it is how we deploy our police resources and how we seek to make communities safer is all kind of swirling at the center of this incident. And I think I'm hopeful that while this is a tragedy that resulted in a loss of life and a grave injury to a Chicago police officer, I'm hopeful that it will continue to further conversations about what effective and safe policing looks like for everyone.
Are you concerned about the number of shots fired?
We are reviewing every aspect of the shooting and just going back again to what's in CPD policy, objectively reasonable, necessary, and proportional, with CPD officers being required to value the sanctity of life as the highest priority, and sanctity of all lives involved. And so those are the things that we have to assess when reviewing any police shooting, including this one.
Well, I presume it's the sanctity of their own lives, too. Do you understand the fact one of the aldermen said that 11 shots were fired at them? Can you comment on the truth of that?
We can't confirm that at this time. You know, what we are able to say is that it appears from reviewing audio and video evidence that Dexter Reed fired first. But ISP, the Illinois State Police, has not conducted or completed its forensic review of the ballistic materials that were recovered from the scene that night. So as we move through this investigation, we may gain more information about the number of shots fired, and we may not. Frankly, we don't know. Sometimes ballistic evidence is not completely conclusive. So at this time, what we can conclude preliminarily off of video and audio recordings, as well as officer accounts, although we clearly don't have Dexter Reed's account, is that Dexter Reed, in fact, fired first. But how many times is not yet confirmed.
You don't know how many times Dexter Reed was shot, how many times bullets hit him, do you?
Again, there's an outside entity, the Cook County Medical Examiner, whose autopsy report has not been finalized or released, but so we will look to medical experts to make that conclusion as well, similar to waiting for ISP with respect to further ballistics evidence.
I heard what you said at the beginning of this conversation, that you're investigating this does not presume that the officers acted inappropriately. But the Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzaro said that you were going to try and persuade Kim Fox to bring charges against the officers. Can you comment on that?
You know, we do the same thing every time with all police shootings. Under the consent decree and under practice that's been in existence here in the city for several decades, the Civilian Office of Police Accountability and its predecessor agencies doing this work always send the information relating to police shootings to the Cook County State's Attorney's Office for their review. Their review is independent from COPA's. We just share the information that we gather in the course of our investigations, and the State's Attorney's Office is well equipped to make their own evaluation and determination.
You don't make a recommendation along those lines?
Not in police shootings, no. We are providing materials in each and every police shooting. Just like I said, we investigate all of these, whether there is an obvious issue in the use of force or a complaint. We're investigating all of these cases, and similarly, whether or not we think there is any applicable criminal charges, we are reviewing or sending for review all of our materials on every police shooting.
I got that,
to the Cook County State's Attorney's Office.
Catanzaro's comment would be categorically wrong. Under no circumstances would you make a recommendation to prosecute or not prosecute.
Yeah, that's not really the way our agencies work together. Again, the Cook County State's Attorney's Office will conduct their own independent review of this incident.
Andrea Kirsten is the Chief Administrator at the Civilian Office of Police Accountability. I very much appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.